You might remember that just a few weeks ago, the draft report on Kauai pesticide use was released by the Joint Fact-Finding Study Group, and it was received a little differently depending on who was commenting. The head of the Department of Agriculture, Scott Enright, largely dismissed the report, pointing to inconclusive evidence of harm. Others, including Paul Achitoff of Earth Justice, saw something else, the need to get the EPA involved. Paul Achitoff joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
Kauai has been such a focus over the last 4 years of so much activity surrounding GMOs and pesticide use, and a community in driving legislation, wanting to have disclosure, wanting to have buffer zones, wanting to know what was happening within itself. And then we were really told that it's the state who should be doing that. Do you see the state taking up its part?
I think it's clear the state is not doing its part. People may have followed to some extent these county ordinances that were passed a couple of years ago to try and get county level regulation of the pesticides and GMOs being used by the industry. And the lower court found that the state was the proper entity to be doing the regulation, and yet the state has done nothing to actually be responsive to the community's concerns. So I think that as the evidence mounts that more needs to be done and the state is refusing to do it, I think the federal government has to step in, and it is stepping in.
As you talk about the state not having enough, or that there not being enough evidence, when the report was reviewed, part of what the study group itself said, that it was hampered by a lack of exposure data, lack of or limited health and environmental data, access to proprietary information, changing science, all kinds of things that might have brought different results had they had better and more effective data, which we just don't have because they weren't doing anything original. They were looking at whatever else existed. Does that in part mean that we don't really have a true baseline for this?
I think you can say that certainly what we know is that we don't have evidence that can conclusively either discount or substantiate a lot of the claims and counterclaims that are being said. So the way that Mr. Enright chose to characterize this is, well, that means there's no problem because we don't have conclusive proof. I think that's very irresponsible. What the draft report said was, quote, there are important indications that signal Hawaii's political, regulatory, and community leaders need to be far more attentive to pesticide issues, because we do have evidence that very potent pesticides, which can cause very substantial harm, are getting into the environment where they are not supposed to be, where they are legally precluded from being. And the state is neither doing any kind of consistent monitoring or sampling or enforcing of the laws. It's really abdicated its responsibility, yet at the same time, of course, claiming that it alone has the authority to be doing these things. So we clearly have a problem, and it's not going to be solved by the state saying there is no problem.
And from what you've just said, quite possibly not solved by the state at all, if already you've been able to have conversations with the EPA and that they are interested in doing their own investigation, plus what has been spinning around since January with the Syngenta workers who were taken to hospital and so many other issues that seem to be spinning in the same circle of this. Is there only the federal arm in your mind that is able to look at it at a high enough level to be able to affect change?
Well, for the time being, I think that's the case. In June of this year, I'm anticipating we will have arguments before the Court of Appeals on all of the cases that addressed the county ordinances, which sought to address at the local level some of these problems to some extent. If the Court of Appeals concludes that the counties have more authority than the lower court judge concluded, then we may see the counties taking some action or reinstating the action that the counties have already taken. But if the counties cannot take action and the state continues to refuse to take action, then of course the federal government is responsible for doing various things. And in fact, the EPA has already responded to a request that I made on behalf of a number of organizations to investigate the poisoning of a number of farm workers on Syngenta's property in January. They are going to be coming out here, and they are going to be doing an investigation. And I think I know that they are taking the matter very seriously, because this is not the first time that worker protection standards have been violated. I say in the past they have been violated. We'll see whether they've been violated in this case, but people were sent to the hospital. That suggests things were not handled properly in one way or another. And, of course, as you say, there are a lot of things happening. There are a variety of poisoning incidences. This is not a unique situation by any means. There have been, you know, there was a recent court decision in the class action against DuPont Pioneer, finding that DuPont Pioneer had failed to follow accepted practices. There are chlorpyrifos, a very toxic chemical, a pesticide found in the drainage canals out in Kakaha, which flow into the ocean and where, you know, they're open ditches. I mean, one thing after another, and yet the state says things like, well, we don't have conclusive proof, there's no problem. That's not going to be allowed to be the status quo.
Has there been any exchange with the state since the draft came out, or any discussion with either the governor or with Scott Enright? From your group or from the groups that you represent?
No. I have not spoken to Scott. I have not spoken with the governor. I did read in the paper that a group of people spoke with the governor after the draft joint fact-finding report came out. I was not involved in that, so I only know what I read in the paper.
Would you be open to sitting down and speaking with them?
Of course. I'd be open to speaking with them any time. I'd be happy to do that, but I think what I want to see is action, not more talk.
So why do you think up to this point that if you don't believe that, you know, the governor and the state has done enough, do you believe that they have some core understanding of what the agribusiness community brings to Hawaii that might be a different point of view than what you have?
Are you asking me if I understand why the governor views the industry differently than I might?
Yes.
I don't know what is going through the governor's mind. I do think, from what I have read over the years, that the reports that are put out in the media about the value of the industry to Hawaii are grossly exaggerated. When I read that the GMO seed industry is worth hundreds of millions of dollars, the obvious question is, to whom? It's worth that to the companies. But they send all of their product outside the state, so none of that money is being spent in the Hawaii economy. Yes, they do account for a few hundred jobs. Jobs are important, but there are other important things, such as protecting people's health and the environment. And there are other uses that prime agricultural land can be used for, such as feeding the local population, as well as putting people to work growing that food.
We see a lot of disconnects in this larger conversation that we've been having for now many years. Do you see any way around having to go through lots of deep litigation to be able to keep communities from perhaps tearing themselves apart?
Well, I wish I could say the answer was sure I do, but I don't. And I don't see the state government taking the kind of role that I think is called for here. And unless and until they do, I and other people will be doing what we can to address the situation. I will be seeking help from the EPA, additional help. I will be filing lawsuits that I believe are well-founded in law. I will be pursuing all avenues, and of course there are others that will be doing the same thing. Sometimes, unfortunately, local governments refuse to do the right thing until they are forced to do so by pressure of federal intervention or litigation. It may not be what we all prefer, but unfortunately, that's the way things sometimes play out.
For the moment, we have to say goodbye, and we'll be watching as this plays out over the next few months. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me, Beth Ann.
Paul Achitoff is the managing attorney for the Hawaii Office of Earth Justice and handles a variety of public interest environmental litigation, including endangered species, water pollution, stream restoration, genetically modified organisms and pesticides. A public informational briefing by the Joint Fact-Finding Study Group is scheduled for next Monday night in the Kauai Veterans Theater in Lihue.